Hello. I'm going to now state the four words I've been told I say strangely. First is water, instead of how other people pronounce water. Apparently, that's a Philadelphia thing. I also say museum and tour strangely, apparently. I learned this while working in a museum, giving tours. I also say bagel strangely, which is a bagel to common folk, but it's kind of a Philadelphia Jew thing to call it a bagel. And since I don't have a lot of other interesting things to say to you, I am going to read to you from Harry Potter until this cuts me off. Yeah, find a good one. Okay. I'm using the first book, so I'm trying to skip to the middle so it's interesting. If you haven't read it, I'm sorry. I promise I won't give too much away. If I start reading spoily bits, I will stop immediately. All right, this is Chapter 9, The Midnight Duel. Harry had never believed he would meet a boy he hated more than Dudley, but that was before he met Draco Malfoy. Still, first-year Gryffindors only had potions with Slytherins, so they didn't have to put up with much of Malfoy. Or at least they didn't until they spotted a notice pinned up in the Gryffindor common room that made them all groan. Flying lessons would be starting on Thursday, and Gryffindor and Slytherin would be learning together. Typical, said Harry darkly. Just what I always wanted, to make a fool of myself on a broomstick in front of Malfoy. He had been looking forward to learning to fly more than anything else. You don't know what you'll make a fool of yourself, said Ron reasonably. Anyway, I know Malfoy's always going on about how good he is at Quidditch. I bet he's all talk. If you haven't read Harry Potter, which I highly doubt, I feel like you're one of the people who would have read Harry Potter. Anyway, Quidditch is like soccer on broomsticks, except with other rules. Also, there's a little gold ball with wings, which is worth so many points that it's almost not worth playing the actual game. But it is, because it's awesome. Malfoy certainly did talk about flying a lot. He complained loudly about first years never getting on the house Quidditch teams and told long, boastful stories that always seemed to end with him narrowly escaping muggles in helicopters. Muggles are non-wizarding folk, FYI. I really read Harry Potter. This is a bummer if you hadn't. He wasn't the only one, though. The way I can't pronounce names from other countries. This is just depressing. He'd spent most of his childhood zooming around the countryside on his broomstick. Even Ron would tell anyone who listened about the time he'd almost hit a hang glider on Charlie's old broom. Everyone from wizarding families talked about Quidditch constantly. Ron had already had a big argument with Dean Thomas, who shared their dormitory, about soccer. Ron couldn't see what was exciting about a game with only one ball, where no one was allowed to fly. Harry had caught Ron prodding Dean's poster of West Ham soccer team, trying to make the players move. Because in wizarding world, pictures move. You know this. I'm sure you know this. I'm going to stop reading aloud now because I am not excellent at reading aloud. And it is 2 minutes from when it's going to cut me off. So you're going to listen to me talk some more. Woo! Woo! I will tell you about my walk home from the garage, which involved about 7 solid blocks of ice because Portland, Maine cannot deal with their sidewalks at all. I saw 2 dead cockroaches, a bunch of Mylar happy birthday balloons, and so much dog poop. Why can't people deal with this? Like, I understand that when it's first snowing, grumpy and walking your dog at 6 o'clock in the morning while it's still blizzarding out, that you just want to let them go and everything is fresh and new and the dog poop is covered up immediately by this lovely white powder. But 2 days later, the powder's gonna melt and expose this horrible dog poop all over the place, everywhere. And I think it smells worse once it's been frozen. Doesn't really make any sense. It should be sterile. 30 seconds left. So yeah, this is me. I say a lot. I take a lot of breaks because I am not a professional orator. Got a bunch of wood today for some block prints I'm gonna make. It's gonna be sweet. And 15 more seconds. Oh, I got Biscoff slash speculoos. It's delicious. It's cookies ground into a paste.